A study in, or through all, I went through the entire book of 2 Timothy in Sunday school, and I did a study and just kind of mentioned every single commandment that Paul in 2 Timothy gave to, Paul in 2 Timothy gave to Timothy. And I kept making this comment, I kept saying something along the lines of, pretty much every single one of these commands you could preach a whole message on, and kind of that's what I'm going to do tonight. So a lot of this, not all of it, I don't want to say that I just took the message from Sunday school because it's not completely the same, but a lot of this is a review almost on what I preached in Sunday school. Oh, do I need to send this on? I'm sorry. There we go. Is that better? Hey, I sound louder. Look at that. Wow. No, but I lost my train of thought. Oh, a lot of what I was saying was a lot of this is review, but so if you would go ahead and turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy, and we're going to look in 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we're mainly going to be focused on the three different verses in 2 Timothy chapter number 2, and those verses are verses 1 through 3 of chapter number 2. So we're going to begin reading. I'm just going to read through this, and we'll just start reading verse number 1. So 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 1, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Now in these three verses, as I already said, Paul is commanding Timothy to do different things, or whatever, and he in these three verses commands him to do four different things. So I'm going to quickly just break down the four things he mentions in those three verses, kind of give you the outline, and then we're going to go through the message. But before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for everything that you do for us, Lord. Thank you so much for loving us, even though we don't deserve it, for loving me, Lord, a sinner, saved by your grace. Lord, I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to teach today, Lord, and I pray that you please just have me to say only the things that you want me to say, and just help me to say them smoothly, Lord, and that that people would be able to understand what I'm trying to teach them. I pray that someone today would get something out of the message, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so now, as I already said, I'm going to point out the four different things that he mentions that he commands Timothy to do in these three verses. So look with me in verse number 1 again. It says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Paul tells Timothy to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So the first command is to, number 1, be strong in grace. Be strong in grace. That is number 1. And then we see the second thing in the beginning of verse number 2. It says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses." So first he commands him to be strong in the grace which is in Christ Jesus. And then he tells him to be strong in the things that thou hast heard that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses. So the second point is, be strong in what thou hast heard. Be strong in what thou hast heard. And then in the last part of verse number 2, it says, "The same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." And so number 3, okay, the third commandment, the third command to Timothy is, commit thou to faithful men. And then lastly, we see in verse number 3, it says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." And so the last point in my message is endure hardness, and that wasn't the message, that was a brief outline. I'm not done, okay, just wanted to point that out. I kind of wanted to just go over and break it down before I start. so like I said, just again to review this, it said the four commands are, be strong in grace, be strong in what thou hast heard, commit thou to faithful men, and endure hardness. Now we look at when we look at this very closely, and we look at these three verses, we can see that every command that he mentions in here are the steps that need to be taken in order to live a successful Christian life. These three verses, these four commandments, are the key to living a life that is pleasing to God. So getting into the first point, number one, we see in verse number one, it says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." And so the first thing, as I said, that we're going to look at is to be strong in the grace. And letter A is, what is grace? And I'm sure everyone here is very familiar. We've heard many messages preached about grace and what grace is. And I kind of already mentioned a lot of this in my Sunday school lesson, but I'm kind of going to go over this again quickly. Grace is God forgiving us when we do not deserve it. Or pastor's definition is God's unmerited favor to those least deserving. And let me just say this. Just because grace is God forgiving us, even though we don't deserve it, that's not a free ticket. That's not a free pass to sin. We shouldn't use grace as an excuse to do the things we know are wrong. We shouldn't use grace as... what's the word I'm looking for? Take grace for granted, or we shouldn't use it for the wrong purpose. And the Bible warns us all over about sinning, even though we know it's wrong. But grace is not only God forgiving us, but it is also God helping us do what we cannot do on our own. What pastor's definition is, God doing in us and through us what is humanly impossible. And so I'm trying to collect my thoughts again. So I guess I'm going to ask the question, but why is grace so important? Why do we as Christians need to, as Paul commanded Timothy, to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus? And I'm sure that you can remember, I know that I can remember in my life as a new Christian, when there was that one sin that no matter what you did, no matter how hard you tried, you couldn't get rid of it. No matter what you tried to do on your own, no matter what you attempted to do, that one sin you could not get rid of. And it wasn't until the point when we come to our lives that we realize we can't do it, that grace can come in. And I feel so many times that young Christians just need to realize that they can't do it. I think of the parable of the vine and the branches that Jesus gave. He said, "I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit." But then he says later on in that chapter, "But without me ye can do nothing." We as Christians need to grow in grace, and we need to come to the place in our lives where we realize that we cannot do anything on our own. That every attempt we have to overcome sin in our life, every attempt that we give to do right is vain. Our works are as dirty rags in the eyes of God. Without grace, we cannot serve God to our full potential. We need God's grace in our lives to do His will for our lives. And then secondly, I'm going through this really fast, and I knew that would happen. But secondly, we see in verse number 2, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." And we're only going to be looking at the first part of that verse. It says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses." So Paul says to Timothy, "Be strong in the things that thou hast heard of me." To be strong in the things that thou hast heard of me. Paul told Timothy that he should be strong in the things that he had heard of him. That's where I'm trying to get here. So what were the things that Timothy heard from Paul? What were the things that Paul was telling Timothy or reminding Timothy that you need to be strong in? And when I look at this, it's simply the gospel. It's the Bible. Paul was telling him to remember the things that I preached unto you, but not just to remember them, but to be strong in them. To be strong in the words, or to be strong in the Bible. Remember that when Paul preached unto Timothy, he didn't have a Bible. He didn't have the complete Word of God. He had the Old Testament. And so the things that he would have had to teach Timothy, he wouldn't have got from the Bible. He would have got from straight from God. And we see that, as I said, so the things that Paul was trying to get Timothy to remember, or not to remember, but to be strong in, is the things of the Bible. We as Christians need to get into this book. We need to know the Bible. Why? Because in it we find the answers and help for every problem. We see the importance of living godly lives. We are convicted of the things in our life that we do wrong, and are encouraged and told how to overcome those obstacles. We are taught the importance of prayer and having a real relationship with God. And we are told how to live our lives so that one day we can hear the words, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." This book, as Christians, should mean everything to us. The Bible says that more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. This book should be our life as Christians. We should know this book from cover to cover. We should be memorizing, meditating, and studying God's Word. But so many times we as Christians say, "No, it's not that big of a deal. I don't have to know everything in this book. I don't have to read my Bible today. I don't have to do devotions today. I can skip a few days of that. That's not that important." You better be careful. This book needs to be everything to us. And if we don't have this book, what do we have? We need to be strong in the things that thou hast heard. And then number three, at the end of verse number two, we see it says, "The same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." The Bible, he got done in verse number two saying that the things that thou hast heard among me and many witnesses. And he's saying that the same thing that I taught you, the same thing that thou heard of me, you should not only be strong in those areas, you should not only be strong in the areas where or of the things that I taught you, but you should also commit thou to faithful men. Commit the same, I'm sorry. What he's saying in this verse is we need to know what the Bible says. That way we can teach others what the Bible says. And then at the end of the verse it says, "Who shall be able to teach others also?" So we see the importance of not only knowing the Bible, not only knowing what it says, but also teaching those who don't know what it says, teaching younger, newer Christians who don't know the Word of God. I said this morning in Sunday school that one of the greatest things I feel like we forget with the Great Commission is God didn't just say to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He did say that, and that is very important that we do that. But it is also just as important that we, as Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. We need to not only win people to Christ, but we need to disciple them. We need to allow them to grow in Christ so that they also can teach others what you have taught them. So, as I said, and I'm going way through this way too fast. This is going to be a really, really short service, you guys. This is supposed to take so long, and I was supposed to go through this so nice and slow. But just to recap, because I have time. So we not only need to be strong in grace, we not only need to be strong in the Bible, not only need to be doing what it says and learning what it says, but we also need to be telling others about the gospel, instructing them in biblical principles. And lastly, number four, we need to endure hardness. Verse number three says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Paul commands Timothy to endure hardness as a good soldier. And it's almost as Paul put these different things in the order that he did for a reason. Because I can tell you this, that if we are growing in grace, if we are in God's Word, if we are studying and memorizing and meditating God's Word, if we are letting God's Word become our life, then we will be teaching others about Christ. And if we're teaching others about Christ, there will be, or we will face hardness in our life. And in verse number 3, he simply just says, "Thou therefore endure hardness." And I this is kind of a recap from Sunday school. Paul in 2 Timothy 3:12 says, "Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." It's not a matter of if we are persecuted. It's a matter of when we are persecuted. And I said again in Sunday school that the word persecution doesn't just mean, or it could be something as simple as just a word or something someone says to you that offends you. But it can also be something as big as being burned at the stake or being martyred for Christ. And it simply just says, Paul just simply says to just endure hardness. Just endure it. Just take it. The word endure just means to take it. And then at the end of that verse, he gives us an example. He says, "Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." He gives us a picture of a soldier who's in battle. And we can think of a soldier as he's in a battle, and there's always obstacles for a soldier. There's always something in his way. There's always an enemy he's facing. And that soldier has a choice whether when he falls, he can either get back up and keep on going and be a good soldier, or he can surrender. He can just give up. And I feel like so many times we as Christians, someone says something to us, or we get our feelings hurt, and we just want to quit. We just want to throw in the towel. We just want to give up. But Paul just tells Timothy just to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So, like I said, this was supposed to be way longer. It really was. I had so much here. If I could show you these notes, there's so much. But I don't have anything else, so I guess I'm going to conclude, and I'll give an invitation. So in conclusion, be strong in grace. Grow in grace. Get over yourself. Stop being so prideful of yourself. Stop thinking that you can do it. And just give in and let Christ work through you by His grace. And then get into God's Word. Let it transform your life as you study it, as you memorize it, as you meditate on His Word. And tell others about the gospel, but don't just stop there. Don't just tell them, don't just get them saved, but also continue to teach them in the things of Christ. And then lastly, just endure persecution. Don't try to avoid it. Don't try to get out of it. And I said this in Sunday school as well. Anytime we attempt to avoid persecution because we're afraid of something someone's going to think about us, or afraid something or what someone's going to say about us. Anytime we avoid persecution, we avoid a chance to share the gospel with that person. So we need to just, as I said, just endure the hardness as soldiers of Jesus Christ. And that is all I have. I know it was really short, like really, really short, and I apologize. But so we're going to have an invitation now, so...